This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. This Sunday, 112 million people will be tuning into the same channel on TV to watch commercials.
Hey there, Henderson family. I'm your RAV4 genie. Your wish is my command.
I wish the old spare tire was gone.
Really? Out of everything in the... Okay.
Oh, no, I'm...
I wish animals could talk.
Much better.
I wish the old spare tire was gone.
Oh, I wish I could eat as much chocolate as I want.
Well, your chocolate levels are dangerously low. Gladys is going to start you on a chocolate IV, and here are some free samples.
That is an ad for a RAV4 to be aired during this Sunday's Super Bowl, one of the many that will try to take advantage of the single biggest TV audience of the year. Here to talk about what the biggest TV audience of the year means in this multimedia age is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Craig.
Kelly, we used to have a number of events like this on TV where huge audiences gathered to watch the same thing, a final TV episode, those sorts of things. Now with cable and the internet, that's really not the case. The Super Bowl is it. What does this mean in terms of media?
Well, sports events and breaking news events are the last bastion of live television. You're right. Nobody really watches anything in real time anymore because people can DVR things and they can watch it on the internet. This event in particular, the Super Bowl, brings people together in a way that nothing else has the power to do in our culture.
Back in the day, we had events like this, even the nightly news. There were three TV news networks, basically, and everybody gathered to watch the news. We just don't do that anymore, but it seems the focus now is on selling us stuff while we're all gathered together.
Yes, they want to sell you stuff because it's the one opportunity they have to sell stuff to a lot of people. One of the things that's changed with this changing media environment is the ability to advertise. Advertising just doesn't work the same way it used to because you can't assemble that mass audience the way you used to, and because people turn away during the commercials most of the time, and because advertisers can get to you in so many different ways, you know, through your social media stream or with direct advertising to you on the internet because you've left your cookies all over the place and they know what you're interested in. So this is sort of a last gasp of the old way that media used to work, and it really is the exception now rather than the rule.
And what are they getting for a 30-second commercial in the Super Bowl?
It's upwards of $4 million.
I'm guessing, with what you just said about other avenues here, that the fact that we also apparently now watch this game, work our smartphones, work our tablets, have our laptops open, that these TV commercials are trying to integrate that and get to us that way too.
Right. In fact, that's what's really changed about all TV viewing, but especially the Super Bowl. There will be a lot of people who will have a phone or a tablet or a laptop while they watch the Super Bowl, and they will be participating in the community via Twitter or Facebook. They'll be making animated GIFs. They'll be commenting, making memes. And this is how the community creates content that ultimately drives the conversation.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. So, who are you picking in the Super Bowl?
Oh, God, I gotta say this. I don't know. I guess the 49ers.
I'm going with Beyonce.
Of course you would.